The Educators.
KCLR.
Taking a look into the alternatives to mainstream schooling.
I am at Sapling School in Carlow.
Banana, yogurt.
Yep.
Apple. Orange.
Well done. Well done.
Nine.
Only go 100.
They teach autistic children here.
So autism, I suppose, is a neurological disorder. It's often what's referred to as a spectrum disorder. Kids can fall anywhere along a spectrum from mild to moderate. So it makes autism kind of a little bit unique in that every kid presents a little bit differently with different symptoms. It's generally characterised by repetitive and restrictive behaviours. So kids would like order, they don't like change, they would like to line things up. They can engage in some stereotype behaviours like hand flapping, twirling, spinning. They're kind of the most common ones. I suppose it's also really characterised by an impairment in social and communication ability. A number of kids can be non-verbal, and that can kind of be one of the initial markers. As well as that, the first signs parents would maybe see is that the child doesn't respond to their own name or doesn't come when they're called.
Therese Brady is the behaviour analyst at the school, which was set up in 2007 as a pilot scheme following petitions by local parents who had children with autism. Janet Dumini was one of those parents.
The main thing that we noticed with our boys, and I think it's something that is the experience of a lot of parents, is that they just weren't talking. They weren't responding to other people talking to them like a typical child of their age would. Now, I suppose I think also maybe I was a bit late in noticing it as a problem with my boys because they're twins. Twin boys are notorious for having delayed speech anyway. So there was the delay in speech, and then there was also, you know, difficult behaviour. So it was like we were putting it down to a very extended terrible twos. But when you started adding it all together, there's just something there that needed to be investigated. When they were diagnosed at the age of 5, there was no specialist education for children with autism in this area at the time. So what I did, of course, you know, got on to the internet, God bless the internet, and did some research as to what the best outcomes would be or what would give my children the best outcomes. And ABA kept popping up as the most scientifically proven and peer-reviewed method of education to give them the outcomes that I wanted for them.
ABA stands for Applied Behaviour Analysis and is used at Saplings and other autistic schools and units and has been proven to be an effective treatment for autism.
It's a scientific framework for understanding and studying behaviour. It's based on the principles of behaviour, and it's kind of the study of why we do what we do. The main principle is reinforcement. There's a number of other ones, but the main one that we focus on here is positive reinforcement. In essentially, we're more likely to do things that we've previously been rewarded for doing in the past. It's not a new phenomenon. We use it every day. You know, if you eat your dinner, you can have some ice cream. It's that kind of grandmother's law. And, you know, we're all here today. We all go to work every day because we get reinforced at the end of the month. We get paid. So no matter where you look in life, there's sources of reinforcement. We do everything because of the reward we get from doing it or have previously got from doing it.
Given the nature of autism and the difficulty children may have in understanding, it is very important when changing behaviour to instruct the child in what to do rather than what not to do.
We see little effort in telling the kid what they're doing. So don't be standing on that table now. Get down off that table. Don't be standing on it. They maybe don't understand exactly what we're explaining to them, whereas it's much more appropriate and functional if we tell them what they can do. So our feet go on the floor, or we stand on the ground, or, you know, we walk nicely with our teachers. So they find it really informative, I think, when we use a positive approach, because we're giving them an appropriate positive replacement behaviour that they can engage in. So it's of little use to them to say, don't be on that table, because they could be looking at us thinking, well, where should I be, or what should I do instead? So I do find the kids find that very informative for them, and they respond very well to the positive atmosphere and the positive interaction style. We're built up then as very positive people in their lives, and they enjoy being with us and working with us, so it makes the process a little bit easier.
Token economies support the transition to the target behaviour, as Curry Wickham, the principal of the school, explains.
They have a token economy, so they work for something that they really enjoy doing. So if they do their work really well, that they can choose to work for the trampoline.
Okay.
So they come out and then they get, you know, 5 minutes on the trampoline, and then they go back inside and then they start their token economy again. It's really effective, and the kids are really, really very much reinforced to come back, and because they like enjoy the trampoline, or they enjoy the ball pool really well, or they love watching YouTube videos or searching the internet or Google Maps or something. They love watching their own house.
Now, this happened yesterday, so you need to use what happened yesterday. He looked
at the mirror.
Will you use all your words now?
It's tough being an autistic child in this world of ours. It's frustrating for them and frustrating for us. But the key is understanding the reason why they behave the way they do.
So when we'd look at challenge in behaviour, we would see that it has a reason that it's happening. It's not just happening in a vacuum. So we refer to that as a function. So what is the function? Why is the child engaging in this behaviour? And it's generally due to a skill that they're missing. So a lot of children might engage in headbanging or self-injurious behaviours because they're lacking maybe a communication system. They can't ask for a break, or they can't ask to have their iPad or the computer because of a deficit in communication. So they use the challenging behaviours to get the same effect. So I would do a lot of work around assessing the behaviours, assessing why they're happening. Then once you know why they're happening, we can put in strategies to teach skills, appropriate replacement skills, to replace the need to engage in that behaviour.
Once the autistic child's behaviour is regulated, then it becomes much easier to teach them, as Janet experienced with her two boys.
They really focused in on their behaviour and their social behaviour, because that's what was an issue for us in terms of them learning. Their behaviour was stopping them learning. So it was getting them to sit and attend and to bring along their communication skills. And I think that's one of the things that the Saplings type schools are very valuable for doing, is giving children a functional communication system. Some children will never be verbal, but if you give them a communication system like a picture exchange system or augmentative devices, you know, electronic devices or whatever, once they can communicate better with the world, you have a better chance of teaching them and giving them their place in life, really.
Hi, I'm Aoife O'Neill, and I'm a teacher here in Saplings Special School.
Aoife's journey in becoming a teacher with Saplings is really interesting.
I have a degree in law, but I just overheard somebody talking about Saplings one day whilst I was waiting to get my makeup done for a wedding in a beautician's. And it really caught my ear. And I asked her more about Saplings and what was Saplings as such, because I'd never heard of the school. And it really caught my attention, and I couldn't leave it go. And a position became available, and I applied for it. And at the time I was undergoing solicitor exams, but I just kind of called out to me. So I applied for it, I got the job, and I've never looked back. It was a really hard decision at the time to turn my back on the law, but I've never regretted it, not once. It's been life-changing, in a really positive way. Every day you come in here, the rewards that you get back from the kids, and even just from the staff alone, there's great ambiance here. The working environment is so positive. It's not a school, it's a family.
In Aoife's class, there will be one to sometimes two children paired to an SNA, and six children in each class.
It's really important. The one-on-one is really important, especially for the younger kids when you're trying to get in there with the early intervention. Early intervention is key to get on top of behaviours and to start teaching the children to regulate themselves. I suppose the curricular areas that would be concentrated mostly on would be the maths, language communication and social personal health education, SPHE curriculum. Life skills would be a huge area for us. Our main ethos involves the holistic development of the children. You know, we want our children to be exposed to all elements of life, and it's not all about numbers or reading and writing. So we like to give them the opportunity to go out into the community. We focus in on the skills that will give them the best chance once they leave and move on from our school, functional life skills, because being able to add is great, being able to read is great, but if they can't make themselves a sandwich or post a letter or go to the shop and buy themselves something, then you're at nothing. So that's what our main aim would be, to help these children to function at the highest level that they can.
Bungalow part. So basically, there's my office, Therese's office, then right opposite.
Mm-hmm. The school, like many schools, has been extended over time.
This is the prefab part. So this is basically where all the children are based. So we have currently we have junior room and we have a senior room. So we have our junior students.
And it's well equipped.
And this room then is used by the speech and language therapist. Our speech and language therapist that comes in, she's coming in at the moment just for a 6-week block. And because the speech and language therapist is not funded by the HSE, our parents are currently funding the 6-week block, half hour sessions for our students, and that costs €40 for half hour.
The children, by the nature of their autism, need more supports than other children, and these resources require money.
We are funded like any other school, but I suppose we pride ourselves on trying to provide the holistic based supports for the child. So we're not just trying to follow the national school curriculum. We try to have other services available to them, such as occupational therapy and physiotherapy and speech and language therapy. Unfortunately, we don't get any funding from the HSE. I suppose our difficulties would be trying to provide those services. So we try to pull resources wherever we can. And I suppose we do heavily rely on funding and fundraising from the community and from the families. Denzel here, our occupational therapist, is funded here by the parents and through fundraising. And I mean, he engages in marathons up and down the country and is currently in Transylvania, running 100 kilometres with a view to running another 100 kilometres in Sweden in August. So I think, you know, we don't have just staff working for us. We have machines and robots. You know, he is an immense support to us here and goes beyond the duty of an occupational therapist. He's very much part of the school family here in Saplings. And I think, I suppose, just in talking about Denzel and being varied at your position as well, I suppose when you do your teacher training, you're initially trained as a teacher, but I suppose when you take on your role of being teacher, you're not just a teacher, you're a social worker, you're a psychologist, you know, you have to be all of these. And I suppose that's one thing that we feel very strongly about here in Saplings, that we're not just teaching the children, we're here for the families.
If you see our Saplings tagline, it's learning for life. And the focus is on the children, you know, learning as much as they can in terms of the academics, but basically being able to take their part in the family and take their part in family life and their community life. So we find that our greatest successes, the children that make the greatest gains, are the ones whose parents also will continue the type of work we do and, you know, the methods that we're using and whatever, and take those into the home. So we consider that, you know, it's not just the student that we have in Saplings. We embrace the whole family, and we really do. And we try and make all of family life better. And if that means that, you know, we're focusing on a child being able to go out for a restaurant meal with their parents and sit and, you know, and behave and eat and act appropriately, that is a really important thing for a family. You know, it can mean more to a family than the child being able to add up 8 + 8, for example. So we would always make our behaviour analyst and our teachers and whatever here available for parents. They can come in and talk to us at any time. And if they want us to come out, if there's a particular thing happening or a behaviour happening in the home that they need help with, our behaviour analyst will go out and take a look and help them put a kind of a programme together and try and improve things. It might be, you know, a sleeping programme even, or an eating programme or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we treat the family as a whole.
Janet Duminy, who is now the chairperson of Saplings Special School, knows only too well the pain following an initial diagnosis.
It's quite a devastating diagnosis to get for your child. There is a grieving process that parents go through after a diagnosis like that, because you've lost the future that you had envisioned for them. And for us, it took a while as a family to come to terms with it before we kind of started breaking the news. We'd say, you know, outside of our immediate family and things like that. But for me, when I get, you know, that kind of thing happens in my life or whatever, it just propels me into action. It was just right, you know, I want these children to have the best possible life that they can have, and how do I achieve that?
Have you seen the
A few weeks before I visited, the school had played host to inspectors who were doing a whole school evaluation.
It's an inspection, so it's like an audit from the Department of Education. So it's a whole school evaluation for management, leadership and learning. So the inspectors would come in and evaluate the learning that's going on with the pupils, which is, would be a priority, the management and the leadership of the school. And basically from our inspection, the inspectors had came in and they felt that the collaboration between staff was exemplary. They felt that the transdisciplinary team, which we would have here between the teachers, the behaviour analyst and the SNAs, that they were working so effectively, and they very much commended us on that. The other comments were that the teaching, the standard of teaching was excellent and the priority learning needs of the students were being met. The teachers showed excellent standards in their planning and their preparation, and that the leadership style and the model that we have here in Saplings is that all staff are allowed to be involved in the management process, which is being led by the principal and the behaviour analyst. And that, I suppose, in that in turn makes for a more harmonious, democratic style for environment, and it promotes working together. That is a very effective, research has shown that that model is more effective. And I suppose there's more of a move to that type of model than the more authoritarian approach.
This collaboration, coupled with the very scientific behavioural approach of ABA, creates a space to work with often very challenging situations.
It is very stressful dealing with challenging behaviour, and I suppose our only saving grace is because we use the framework of behaviour analysis, it's very heavily focused on data collection and data-based decision making. So as a school, we would collect a lot of data on the frequency of behaviours, the intensity, the causes, the setting events. And then once we would make interventions or design behaviour support plans, we then monitor how effective they are. Is the behaviour reducing in frequency? So it's all fantastic designing a lovely behaviour support plan, but if you can't actually test to see if it's working, it's next useless to you. So I think we get a lot of confidence as a staff in that we can see day to day that behaviours are reducing, that we're having a positive impact, that the child is more engaged and is at less risk throughout the day.
And it helps too that the staff genuinely love their jobs.
I really enjoy it. I suppose it was something that I was always interested in as a professional when I got into originally, and people said, oh, it's a vocation, but it's not a vocation when you love coming to work and you really enjoy what you're doing. You know, and I would have experienced, you know, I had a child with special needs nearly 2.5 years ago now, and she had passed away. But going through that whole diagnosis and caring for a child, going through the process of palliative care, having your child at home and having to deal with the stresses and the strains of everyday life. And, you know, it can be very difficult. So I suppose you're aware of what difficulties parents go through, and you have that level of empathy and understanding. So, you know, I feel that I'm quite in a unique position to be able to support the families around the Carlow area and the Laois and the Kilkenny area, and especially for the families here that are attending our school. But, you know, I'd like to think that we can, you know, help and support more families out there.
From our point of view, we're not afraid of a challenge. So kids that maybe have failed in previous placements, we feel that we're best placed to cater for them, and that we have a high degree of expertise, and there's a lot of collaboration between the teaching and the behaviour analyst. And we're so structured in how we assess and design interventions that we can take on, you know, kids with challenging behaviour and be quite effective in managing that. So I suppose that's one of our strengths, in terms of if there's parents out there who have kids who are struggling in their current placement, engaging a lot of challenging behaviour in the home that they're finding difficult to manage, that they can, I suppose, give the school a call, have a chat to us and see how they would go about enrolling, or if there's anything that we can do to help them. In addition to that as well, I suppose one of our key strengths would be in terms of early intervention. All the research would say the earlier you get a diagnosis and the earlier you get intervention, the better the prognosis for the individual. So each kid has an ability to reach a different goal. But our goal here is that we would push every child for the opportunity to integrate into a mainstream environment. So I think the earlier that we can get kids in, and the more intensive one-to-one support for those few early years, greatly reduce the costs and the need for intervention in later years. So that's a kind of an area where I think we can really focus on and be of value to the community. So I suppose if there's parents out there with newly diagnosed children, or even with children that may be starting to have concerns about that, just get in touch with the school, have a chat to us, and we'll be able to help them in terms of the assessment and diagnosis procedure and what the enrolment route is for a school like ourselves.
The Educators was produced by Monica Hayes and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee. KCL.